Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Just like in the White House, there are many business people across the country currently in some form of transition in their careers. If that's you, our next guest would like to share with you a few tips on how to make a great impression, proactively becoming aware of the culture and politics of a new organization, and avoiding crucial errors. Dave Baker is a principal and senior consultant with the Palmetto Leadership Center, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Anderson, South Carolina. Dave, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. Thanks.
First of all, tell us about the Palmetto Leadership Center.
Well, we're located in Anderson, South Carolina, and we have begun in 2015. We work with leaders at all levels in organizations, helping improve their business processes and talent teams' strategy to be more effective.
Working with individuals going through career transitions is a priority for you?
It's a great priority. We come across clients on a regular basis looking for opportunities and ways to improve the opportunity for success and anchor new folks coming in, especially in key leadership positions.
Let's go through the landmines first that you should avoid.
Sure. There's some great opportunities to consider. For example, you know, what the pet projects and special agendas are that powerful players are promoting. Just being aware of them, and it's critical that these questions just be asked. What are the political landmines that are best left untouched? Do your homework and research. And finally, what are the boundaries that should not be crossed? What are the things that are just big no-nos in this organization, culture, or environment in which you may now find yourself as a leader?
Well, it probably would make sense to most people when they're new on the job to avoid politics and religious discussions.
Interesting you say that. However, it's surprising the number of folks that feel the pressure coming in as a new leader to take those on and make a big splash with them. And we find more times than not that, yes, that's a big mistake.
What's the tip for making a great first impression your first few days, weeks on the job?
It's just crucial that you identify both the formal and informal definitions for success for the position as well as yourself personally. And many times a leader goes in and sees what is on the agenda, but it's not very specific, especially on the informal side. For example, learning what's the definition of success for this position, for this role, for the organization that I'm in. Too oftentimes, it's not clarified. How do you define success versus how your manager defines success is often left unsaid. Those are a couple of things that I think would make a big splash coming in. As far as just knowing how to help your boss and knowing what their aspirations are, that would be an opportunity that your boss probably would not have been asked in the past from someone coming in. What are their professional and personal aspirations, and how could I help achieve them?
Well, what about your peers, the rest of the employees on the team or in your department there? What do you recommend in building those relationships from the start?
Just imperative that you identify who holds the formal and informal power, in addition to just learning who the up-and-comers are, who's leading the hot projects and teams and groups, and who's perceived to be on the outs at this point. Those would be some critical opportunities to be aware as to who the winners are and who to align with and who not to.
All right, just a little bit of time left, Dave. Any other final tips here for our listeners who may be in career transitions right now?
Sure. All the investment made in searching and identifying candidates for positions, it's so important to bring them in and make sure that they make a great lasting first impression and become aware of all the cultural and political issues within the organization just to avoid crucial errors that too often people experience unnecessarily.
Dave, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
Dave Baker is a principal and senior consultant with Palmetto Leadership Center, and he joined us by phone from his office in Anderson, South Carolina. We will have a link to his organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.